Blog Talk Radio.
Mentality to soar. You may be thinking, I don't know. I've never really thought about it. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Oh, how I absolutely love Monday.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
And here is Coach Adams. Well, our global listening audience, you know, I am so excited about where we're going in today's installment of Motivational Mondays. You know, this is our Shape Up series, and our Shape Up series is designed to support you on your journey to win. So we have some great nuggets and jewels that we are going to share with you. But, you know, I want to encourage you, if you have missed any of our past show installments, we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are available for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. In our last installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, in our Shape Up series, we evaluated what it means to be proactive. So Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. And we want you to be encouraged to take a look back, listen in, and lean in for the lessons that are being shared. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast, and then we're going to open things up to our global listening audience. We open things up so that you can ask your questions, make your comments around today's subject. We always love the interaction that you bring. It's so rich and special, so we encourage you at the appointed time, chime right on in. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. It's time to shape up and win. I'm so excited. But before we dive in, I know, I keep saying before. But I want you to know, before we dive in, can we have fun on a Motivational Monday? Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's program with you. Allow your social media juices to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle. Go old school. Send an email. Whatever you need to do, a carrier pigeon, to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams in our Shape Up series, we're looking at soar, ego, soar. Soar, ego, soar. So if you don't have your pens and notepads, laptops, desktops, whatever you need to capture the jewels and gems that will be shared with you, you better grab it because we're diving right in. And I want you to know, our global listening audience, that regardless of where you are on your journey, guess what? This show installment is specifically for you. It's exactly what you need. And I believe that because if it wasn't what you needed, you wouldn't be here today. So with that said, when you think about an eagle, and an eagle, of course, is the leader of the air. It is the leader of the air. And so when we're thinking about an eagle, one of the things that is so important to recognize that, you know, an eagle is set apart. There's no question about it that an eagle is set apart. And being set apart makes me think about a teaching from my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap. And this particular principle that it reminds me of when we're talking about being a leader and being set apart is a principle dealing with your niche market and being a me only. Now, if you want the fullness of that teaching, you're going to have to join the Boss Masters program. I can't give it all to you, but I want you to know that we're going to isolate on being a me only because that is truly what an eagle is. An eagle is a me only. And so I want you to know that we're going to really kind of evaluate what sets an eagle apart. In addition to evaluating what sets an eagle apart from other birds, is we're going to look at and learn, lean in and learn some key elements to having an eagle mentality. And there's so many things to learn from the leader of the air, an ego. And, you know, so often we'll joke around and we'll say, yeah, I'm an ego. Yeah, I'm an ego. But do we really know and understand what does that mean when we say I'm an ego? You know, the eagles are soaring and gathering of the eagles and all of this, all of what that speaks to is leadership and leaders. So we have to evaluate and examine, do we have an ego mentality? And, you know, one of the things that I want us to think about is, and I want us to recognize the characteristics that, did you know an eagle, for the most part, is a silent bird? It don't make a lot of noise. Now, a parakeet is another story. Now, isn't it? A parakeet will just womp, 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 repeat what you say. You know, I know I couldn't have a parakeet around me because I would just go crazy with that thing repeating me. I'm speaking all day. Can you imagine a parakeet being in your environment repeating everything that you had to say? Now, I can appreciate that the eagle is silent because so often people don't know this about me. If you're in my inner circle, you know this, but Coach Adams is an only child. I'm an only child. I'm a loner. I'm an introvert. I'm very reserved. At my core, I can go into bear cub hibernation in a minute. And that's when I can really appreciate the eagle and the eagle mentality because I can go into bear cub hibernation. I can isolate. I don't have to have a lot of people around me at any given time. I have others in my circle that I associate with. They got to constantly be having people around them, rallying around. I remember many years ago, and I want to be cautious about sharing this story and how I share it, but someone near and dear to me, they had this beautiful house. They had this beautiful house. And they found it difficult to be in this beautiful house, that they were constantly inviting people over, inviting people over, inviting people over, inviting people over. Well, the reason why they did that was that they came from a big family. And so they were used to having a lot of people around them. And so that space of quote-unquote emptiness and being alone was a struggle for them. Whereas me, put me in that big house, I'm at peace. I often joke with people and say, time of COVID and quarantining and isolation, the only child is loving it. Oh, no, I can't go out today. You know, we're in quarantine, remember? I can just be in my own little zone. Now, I recognize that everyone is different, but that is how the only child is wired. And so the only child can really appreciate the characteristics of a leader because leaders, they don't hang in packs. The eagles, they don't hang in packs. You know, you see a bunch of pigeons, guess what? They're in a pack. You see chickens, they're in a pack. Whatever it may be, they're in a pack. And so the main thing that we want to recognize as it relates to the eagle's mentality is that the eagles fly alone. And so that's number one that we must extract and recognize about a leader when we're thinking about, do I have the mentality to soar? Do I have the mentality of an eagle? Because eagles fly alone. Not only do they fly alone, they fly alone at high altitude. They're not hanging in the crowd with all of the pigeons and the chickens and all of the geese and all of them. No, they are flying above. I remember this song from some time ago that I heard many years ago. I fly above the drama. So eagles soar above all of the drama, all of the stuff. You know, they stay away from narrow-minded individuals. Are you hanging with narrow-minded individuals? You know, so often I have to check my circle and I have to kind of recheck because if you have the wrong people around you, you can desire great things, but the people around you, they are compressing you down because of their limited thinking. And so it's important to recognize that eagles, not only do they fly alone at high altitudes, but they stay away from the narrow-minded people, those who bring them down, who are constantly pulling on them. You know, you've heard the term, birds of a what? Uh-huh. You said it before I got to it, didn't you? Birds of a what feather flock together. And so you have to be very cautious of who the company is that you're keeping. Who do you have in your circle? Who is the company that you are keeping? And this is a thing that is so important. If you desire to adapt the mentality of an eagle who is the leader of the air, then you have to be okay with being alone. Being alone. And being alone on top. It's often a lonelier place. The higher up you soar, the higher up you go. You can't bring everybody with you. And you have to be okay with recognizing that the mentality of an eagle flies alone at high altitudes. And so if you are flying and you have a flock of people around you, you know what? You need to stretch and fly higher. You need to soar higher so that you can reach the level of greatness that is programmed in your very DNA, that's coded in your very DNA. You're limiting yourself. And again, I'm constantly evaluating this for myself. You know, the other day I was sitting and I was processing. I said, who do I have in my circle? And many people, they would quote unquote call me friend. Many people would call me friend because everyone's point of view of friend is different. But very few people would I truly say are friends to me, my friend. So my circle is very small. I know a lot of people. I have a lot of people that love to quote unquote flock around me because of being a leader and who I am and how I serve and all of that. And please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying I'm all of that. I'm just giving information for illustration so that you can process that when I was looking at, who would I really say are my friends, it was only a few. Now, you don't need a lot of people that you can say are friends. You need quality people. Do you have the people that will soar with you? Do you have the people that have the same mindset that when you tell them your dreams, they don't squash it? They don't think, oh, my gosh, it's too big. They don't begin to narrow that. But they say, yes, you can do it. Let's rally around. Let me see how I can help you. And so I want to challenge you, the mentality of an ego. Be okay with flying alone. And please know, I get this. That is very difficult for many. You know, my mom was the oldest of five, so she was used to people being around her all the time. And so she had an only child. What an adjustment. Her only child is telling her, hey, Mom, I'm on my way to Palm Springs. I'm on my way to Santa Barbara. I'm on my way, you know, here. I'm on my way there. And she's like, who are you going with? I'm like, I'm just going solo. I'm on my way. Because the only child is okay with that. And so I understand that for some, that's difficult when you're used to having a lot of people rallying around you. Just the other day, I actually took a drive, and I took a drive to San Diego, and it's so interesting because I found this little area, park, and it's oceanside, not a lot of people. And I was able to get into this little space, and I'm having worship, and I'm just soaking it in. And then, of course, the foodie in me pulled on me. I had kind of sat there for a few hours and walked and had a great time. And then I said, oh, I want something to eat. So I decided to go to Little Italy, San Diego, not far from where I was. Started walking. And the closer I got to the main strip of Little Italy, India Street, and I started seeing all of the crowd, the only child retreated, and she turned around, literally, this happened, got back in her car because I said, I'm not feeling the crowds right now. I'm not feeling all of these people right now. And so as a leader, you have to have, as an eagle, you have to have that mentality that I'm okay if I'm not in the crowd. I recognize that if I really want the mindset, the mentality of an eagle, that eagles fly alone at high altitude. But not only that, when we're looking at and learning lessons from an eagle, the leader of the air, eagles have great vision. They have keen vision. You know, this is the thing about an eagle. The eagle will fixate on his prey and will not lose focus on his prey until that prey has been captured. And that says a lot to me, because when you think about eagles have vision, they have vision, they're focused, they're zoned in, they know exactly what their target is, and they stay focused, and this is the key, despite the obstacles. Are you staying focused on your vision despite the obstacles? You know, I can say time and time again, because life is laced with difficulties. There's highs, there's lows, there's ups, there's downs, there's twists, there's turns. That's all a part of the very fabric of life. And, you know, you have to, in the midst of all of it, stay focused on your vision. What is your trajectory? Where are you going? Don't lose sight of that. You know, very interesting today, just today, I had several coaching calls and conversations and different things. And, you know, people are dealing with so much right now. And I'm constantly having to encourage individuals in my private coaching practice and say, don't lose focus on your vision, because life is happening. I spoke to one today and they were saying, there's just been so much, it's hard to recover. But this is the thing, that individual is not alone with all of what's been going on. That is a struggle for many. How do I stay focused in the midst of? Well, let's stay mindful of the mentality of our ego, our leader of the air, that you have to be fixed on your vision. You have to be so locked in that, yes, things are happening around you and things are going on. There's a lot that you're dealing with. I'm not minimizing that. Please understand my heart. Coach Adams has her own struggles, battles that she's dealing with as well. The journey is never easy. It isn't. But with vision, we process through differently. Hear what I'm saying. The journey is never easy. It's never easy. But with vision, we process through differently. Why? Because vision gives us the clarity that we need. So when all of the stuff is happening and all of the darts are being thrown and all of the turmoil is going on, when we can stay locked on that target of vision like the eagle, locked on their prey, and that eagle not giving up until it grabs that prey, until it captures its prey. So whatever you're dealing with, I'm not minimizing it. I anticipate you're dealing with great difficulty because that's a part of the cycle of life. But I want you to know that it's temporary and it will pass. And when it passes, do you want to have regrets that you lost focus? Do you want to have regrets that you threw everything to the wayside and now you have to start rebuilding again because you didn't hunker down and zone in even greater and lock in on your vision even deeper? Because who you have been called to be is great. But you can't be like everyone else. See, everyone else, they getting tossed to and fro because of what's going on. You are, as the eagle is, a me only, set apart. And when you're set apart, there's a unique difference about you. And so you don't flow, you don't soar, you don't move, you don't navigate like everyone else. And so an eagle flies alone at high altitude. An eagle has a keen sense of vision. An eagle is fearless. Ooh, I love this about our leader of the air, fearless. They never surrender to the size or the strength of their prey. Think about this. They don't just give in because the prey is larger. They don't just give in because the prey may have greater strength. No. Mm-mm. No matter how big that prey is, no matter how big those situations are that you're dealing with, those issues, those problems, that stuff, face it head on. That's what an eagle does. The mentality of an eagle is, I'm going to face it head on. Are you facing the issues that you're dealing with head on? Are you dealing with it? If you face it head on, guess what? Your facing it head on may open the door to a blessing. But if you put your head in the sand like the ostrich and you are thinking, oh, I don't want to deal with it, you're afraid to face it, or so much is happening right now that you say, oh, my gosh, I just need a happy hour. Can I get to a happy hour? Somebody give me a martini, a bourbon, something. And you're trying to go unconscious to the reality of what you're dealing with. Face it head on, because this is the reality of it. If you're doing the happy hour, drinking it up, trying to go unconscious in that moment, guess what? When you sober up, yeah, that situation is still right there, and it has not yet been dealt with. So take your head out of the sand. Be fearless on your journey. Don't give up. Don't quit. No matter how big your problem, issue, situation, the matter before you, face it head on. Do you know that fear is only one step ahead of courage? I mean, one step behind courage. Courage is one step ahead of fear. So when you allow yourself to just make the decision to step out despite the discomfort, the uncertainty, the all of that, you have now taken one step and you've left fear one step behind you. So now it's behind you. You're ahead of it. But it's in that decision to step out and move. Now, this is the thing about fear. We all feel and deal with fear. None of us are above and beyond the sensation of, in certain moments, that there is fear that may rise up in us. It's a natural emotion. But the key is, are you allowing fear to get you paralyzed, to cause you to get stuck, and now you're not moving? Use that sensation to fuel you. Use it to fuel you forward and convert it into courage. Now you're taking that energy and you're shifting that energy and you're using it for your good. You're using it to your benefit. It becomes, quote unquote, a superpower for you, because you've now taken it. You've not allowed it to get you stuck in the quicksand of life. You have not allowed it to get you paralyzed, but you have taken it and you've now charged forward. And you look behind you and now you see, in that step of courage, of being fearless like the eagle, that you've now left fear behind. You know, a mama bear messed with one of her cubs. Woo, she becomes fearless. It's like this energy that she taps into that is like supernatural. It's unlike anything else. That is the power of shifting that energy of fear and using it and allowing it to become power for you and powerful, because now you fear less because you made the decision to step out in courage, use the energy, recharge with the energy, and move forward. And that is a lesson to learn from our eagle and the eagle mentality, that eagles are fearless.
They are fearless. What great lessons to learn from an eagle, the leader of the air, the knee only of the sky. So, we've already looked at that eagles fly alone at high altitudes. They fly alone. So be okay with being alone. Stop trying to rally everybody around you. Everybody can't enjoy your flight of life. Some of the people, and one of my dear friends, she has this little quote that she does, some of the people don't deserve to get on your plane. Some of the people, you got to leave them on the tarmac. Some of them are in baggage. Some are in coach. Some are in first class. But you have to know the people that are around you where they should be positioned. You can have a lot of people around you, depending on the areas in which you serve and how you serve. But that doesn't mean everybody's in first class with you. That's your special crew. They may be in the main cabin with everybody else. But don't you dare try to take those that you have determined should be on the tarmac, on the plane in first class with you. Don't do it. Leave them on the tarmac. Close the door and take flight and soar. So eagles fly alone at high altitudes. Eagles have a keen sense of vision. They lock into their prey. And when I'm saying lock into your prey, I'm saying know where you are going on your journey. Lock into your target. Have a clear trajectory of where you're going. And don't allow yourself to get distracted by all of the stuff that's going on. Lock in, fix in, and continue to drive forward to your target. Eagles are fearless, as we just discussed. So put that one step forward into courage and leave fear behind you. Eagles are tenacious. They are tenacious. This is the thing about an eagle. You know, it's so funny, and this happened to me just this morning. I did a drive-through. I was going to pick up breakfast. Don't judge me, the foodie. I was going to pick up breakfast, and, you know, it was overcast and cloudy and all of that, right? And one of the guys at the drive-through was saying, "Oh, I love the cloudy weather, yes." And I was saying, no, I'm a Southern California girl. I love the beautiful California Sundays. And we were laughing with another employee. And what was so funny, when I was doing my research for what I was sharing tonight with you, I said, wow, that moment, I didn't have the ego mentality in that moment. What am I saying? Well, I said egos are tenacious, but this is the thing. Eagles love a storm. They love a great storm. And me, I'm like, the California girl in me is like, no, I don't want the rain. No, no, no. Keep the sun. Keep the sun. Well, our eagles, they use the storm's wind to lift themselves higher, and they utilize the wind to their advantage. Whereas all of the other birds are trying to tuck away, and that would be me in a rainy day. I'm trying to tuck away or trying to tuck away in the trees and all of that and get to a little place of shelter. An ego, the ego mentality, an ego, they love the storm, and they use the storm to their advantage. Actually, research showed that the eagles love, when it gets cloudy, they get excited. Now, I don't know how they know that the eagles get excited, but anyway, that's what the research said, that they get excited when they see the clouds because they know a storm is coming. And so they use it to their advantage. They fly above the clouds, and they allow the winds, they get caught up in the winds. You know, interestingly enough, when I thought about that, I actually thought about a tailwind. So they allow the winds to get them caught up, and it carries them. And when they are there, they can now glide and save their strength because they're utilizing the wind. So in essence, the ego uses the storm to their advantage? Are you using life storms to your advantage? You know, it's been stated that on the other side of every great advantage is an equal or greater reward. I had a situation today. I was facing adversity. I was facing a challenge. And literally today, God turned it around and used that adversity to an advantage. But if I had my head in the sand like the ostrich and I didn't face it, I could have easily said, oh, woe is me, and didn't fight. I could have just surrendered. But I didn't. The ego, the leader in me, said I can't accept things the way that they are. No, I got to fight for it. I was fixed on the vision. Are you fighting for what you really want? Do you have the tenacity that you need? Because achievers are not afraid of the challenges that they face. They use the challenge for their profit, for their productivity, for their gain. They convert it, is what I'm saying. And that's what I want you to see. So are you converting your adversity into an advantage? If you are, guess what? Ooh, yes. You have the mind, the mentality of an eagle. Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. You should get excited right where you are. I hope that as you're listening in today to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, as we're talking about soar, eagle, soar, and the mentality of an eagle and learning lessons from the characteristics of an eagle, I trust that you are seeing where you are so far in what has been shared and that you are recognizing those areas in which you may need to, you know, tweak and adjust. Right. If you're trying to soar, and you're trying to take everybody with you, and you're trying to soar in a pack, there is no pack soaring for the ego. So maybe you need to make an adjustment to that. So as we're continuing looking at the different areas, if you don't have a keen sense of vision, if your vision is not clear, if your trajectory is not clear, you don't know what the target is. You're moving around blindly, bumping into things because you don't have a clear vision. That's where you need to step back and adjust. If you're constantly of that mindset of letting fear hold you back, then you need to start growing in being more courageous and stepping out despite the fear and leaving fear behind so that you can move and navigate fearlessly through. Now, I know it doesn't happen overnight, but as you continue to do it and do it over again through repetition, it's going to become easier and easier each and every one of these areas that we're talking about. Be tenacious like the ego. An ego, ooh, this was so interesting for me. An ego never eats dead things. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what in the world does that have to do with me on my journey of working my vision so that I can achieve my goals and live my dreams? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. And what does this have to do with it is the mentality. You see, an ego only eats the meat from the prey that they kill themselves. They are not scavengers. Now, I'm guilty of liking a scavenger or two, shrimp and lobster. Yes, I do. But an ego is not a scavenger. It's not a scavenger. You see, an ego doesn't rely on their past successes. Oh, no. They don't just rely on their past successes. They're constantly looking for, and this is the relationship of an ego never eats dead things. The ego is always looking for new frontiers to conquer. This one challenged me today. I said, Coach Adams, are you constantly looking for new frontiers to conquer, or are you trying to scavenge and remix the same little group of people and all of that? Ah, see, right where you are. Are you, think about this. Are you looking for new frontiers to conquer, or are you too remixing and remixing and remixing, in essence, scavenging, being a scavenger in that little pool instead of expanding out? Now, again, I said, understanding the mentality of an eagle, this is going to support each and every one of us. Now, I'm not above saying, hey, I'm in process. I believe that as long as you have that dash between your birth date and the date of your transition, there's still life that you are living out. You're still in the process of the journey. Now, I may be a little further on the process. I don't know. Maybe not. But we're all still in process at different levels. And so if you can evaluate, where am I? Where do I need to adjust? And this was one that I said, Coach Adams, you need to step it up. Stop trying to remix. Look for new frontiers. Expand out. Grow. Develop to the next level. Doing good, but go to another level. And so maybe that's not your challenge. But I want to share with you that that was an area that I had to reevaluate and say, we need to make some adjustments around that if we're going to truly grow in having that ego mentality. Egos prepare for training. Now, this was so key because an eagle, when they're preparing their eaglet to learn how to fly, they pull apart the nest and everything. They stir things up and shake it up. They're preparing them for training for flight. They don't want them to stay right where they are because, this is the key, where they are is comfortable. The nest is comfortable. So eagles prepare for training. How do they do that? They leave their comfort zone. So what a mother eagle will do to the eaglet, she'll push it out of the nest. That's making it leave its comfort zone. Where are you in this moment? What is it that you need to do? How do you need to adjust to stretch out of your comfort zone? Again, we're talking about and learning lessons from the mentality of an ego, the leader, the me only of the air. The other thing that we must understand is that when we are in our comfort zone, there is no growth in our comfort zone. It is in the stretching that the growth. And so we can't lose that tension of the stretching. We have to constantly allow ourselves to continuously be stretched and grow. And so if you're in your comfort zone, this is the area that you need to focus in on. You need to get out of your comfort zone. You need to get out of that space that has been so comfortable that's keeping you. You're back on the hammock. You got your legs up. You're sipping your tea or whatever. And you're just, you know, swinging side by side. You're comfortable. Somebody needs to push you out of that hammock. That's the same philosophy of the mother eagle with the eaglet, pushing them out of the nest. Where is it that you need to be pushed out of the nest so that you can leave your comfort zone? Today is your day to make that decision to leave your comfort zone. You've been right where you are far too long. You've gotten so comfortable in your past successes. Yes, you have. You're kind of like, you know, this is what I did back in the day. I hear Janet Jackson. Is it Janet Jackson? What have you done for me lately? I think that is Janet Jackson. So it's like getting comfortable in the successes of the past. A successful individual never relies on just what they've done in the past. They have that mentality of they're always looking for the new frontier to conquer. You know, think about this. And I mention this name only because this is a name that you, even if you don't have one of their products, but it is likely that you have one of their products, you know the name. And when I think about someone on a large scale that was definitely one that really was a forerunner, really was a trendsetter, tackling new frontier and conquering that. You know who I probably, you probably said, I know who she's getting ready to say. I know it. I sense it. Then you were right. Steve Jobs of Apple. I remember so clearly when he came out with the iPad, the iPod. Oh, my gosh, that was groundbreaking. Because I remember I had my little CD player, my Walkman, and you could only put one CD in at a time in your headphones, you know. But here, Steve Jobs and Apple came up with an iPod. Now you can put hundreds of songs in this little device and have all of this music that you're carrying with you. That was truly a breakthrough moment in technology. But think about how many breakthrough moments Apple and Steve Jobs had in technology. This is an example of being a forerunner, one that is a frontier, that's conquering new areas, new territories, new zones. And so that requires that we stretch out of our comfort zone, as we were talking about. Eagles prepare for training. The mother eagle goes through all of these different steps to prepare the little eaglelet for training. But all of that preparation is stretching the eaglelet out of its comfort zone. Today is your day to stretch out of your comfort zone. There is no growth in your comfort zone. Do what you need to do. Break the insanity. Do something different. Make a decision to do something different. When was the last time you did something different, new, different, that you had not done before? When was the last time you did that? It's been far too long. I challenge you this week to stretch out of your comfort zone and do something different. Get out of that zone of comfort. If it's driving to some area that you've never driven to before and going on a discovery, I don't know, whatever that may be. Maybe this is your week to go parasailing. Maybe it's your week to go skydiving. I don't know, roller skating, something. Do something differently. Try something different that's going to require that you stretch out of your comfort zone. And that's going to then support you in increasing that mindset. That's going to be the preparation that you need to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams because you're willing to stretch out of your comfort zone. The other lesson mentality that we learn from our eagle, and then we're going to come to you in our global listening audience. We want to give you an opportunity to chime in. You have made the decision to tune in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today, presented by Inspired Media for you, and I would love to hear from you. So we would invite you to chime right on in. If you have a question or a comment, I want you to know that now is the time in our program where we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Maybe you're sitting in front of your electronic device. Guess what? You need to dial in. You can't just press 1 on your laptop keyboard. You have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Now, our last in our lessons from the eagle and the mentality of an eagle is that eagles possess vitality. And this is what was interesting in this particular area of discussion around an ego. That an eagle at a certain age, their wings get old, and so they literally escape into this little remote place of hiding, pick all of those dead wings out, even to the point of it being painful. It's this whole process. And there's so many different layers to this process. But let me tell you what I took away from that. That the ego at a certain stage recognizes in order to stay and maintain its vitality, it has to shed off old habits, no matter
how difficult they may be, no matter how painful they may be, those things that do not add value, they shed them away. What are the bad habits that you have that are not serving you? Think about that for just a moment. What bad habits do you have that are not yielding you the result that you desire? The things that you're doing that are no longer working for you, but yet it's a habit, and you continue to do the same things over and over and over again, and yet you're expecting different results, but yet you haven't made a shift and change to get different results. So whatever those areas are, you need to identify them. Identify those areas that are holding you back. Those areas that you need to shed, those old habits, whatever they may be, whatever, however difficult they may seem, you have to let them go, those things that are not adding value to your life. They're not adding any richness. They're not giving you any insight, any gain, any, you know, reward. But yet you do them because you've been doing them. And that, in essence, is insanity. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, and yet expecting different results. Well, if you keep doing the same things over and over again, you're going to get the same result. And I want you to know a way in which you can do something differently is I have a commitment to impact 100 individuals, and I am committed to assisting this 100 individuals on their journey, personally and professionally, to grow to the next level in this year of 2021 and 2022 through the powerful gifts that I have of empowerment that are available. I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win. And I want you to know that for new and returning clients, this is your time to reconnect. And I want you to know that I am here on your team, and I am committed to supporting you in achieving greater results so that you can win. I want to assist you in working your vision so that you can achieve your dreams. And I want you to live your goals, all of what you desire. I want to be that support for you. So if it's through one-on-one coaching, I'm here for you. If it's through my winner's circle is a personal and professional lifestyle growth plan. You can receive one full year of coaching in a group environment for a nominal fee that includes several sessions each month and guest speakers and different things that will private Facebook group and all of these various things that add value to your journey over the years to support you and putting you in the right environment with other egos, like-minded individuals that have the same focus, that trajectory is clear, that keen focus. And so I want you to know that one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my masterminds. If you're interested in one of my custom masterminds on leadership and personal growth and development and various subjects, maybe that's what you need in this season. But what I'm saying and why I made this connection in this very moment is that it's time to break the insanity. It's time for you to do something differently. And what a perfect time. As we're closing out this fourth quarter and preparing to start the new year, that is a part of what? The mentality of the leader, of the eagle of the air. The leader, the eagle, the mentality of the eagle, the leader of the air, that they are constantly preparing. So are you preparing? And if you want support, I'm right here for you. So give our team a call for the greater clarity on the full circle of empowerment that I have available to offer you. Give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Or you may email admin@coachadams.com admin@coachadams.com. Let's look at what we talked about. We talked about our great and powerful lessons that we were able to glean, the eagle mentality, the eagle, the leader of the air that is set apart. Well, we said, number one, eagles fly alone and at high altitudes. Number two, eagles have a keen sense of vision. Number three, eagles are fearless. Four, eagles are tenacious. Number five, eagles never eat dead things. Number six, eagles prepare for training. Number seven, eagles possess vitality. Wherever you are on your journey, I know you've gotten some great richness from the mentality and lessons of the eagle. I know I sure did. It was really insightful and enlightening for me because now I will begin to see a storm differently and appreciate when the weather starts to shift. I'm going to see that from a different point of view. I really appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. You know, we're going to be continuing this rich insight that we have to share to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you are more equipped. You have more tools in your toolbox to pull from so that you can work your vision. Why is it important to work your vision? So that you can achieve your goals. Why is it important to achieve your goals? So that you can live out your dreams. I don't want you to have regret on your journey. I really don't. And I want you to know that you do not have to stay in that place where you are. Don't lose focus on your goals. Don't you do it. Wherever you are, be willing to do things differently so that you position yourself to get greater results and to achieve your dreams. Your dreams are not too great. If you can see them and you can see them, then guess what? They are possible. Because if they were not possible, you would not even be able to dream them. So I want you to know that having the right people on your team, circling the wagons, as I like to say, around you is so key. It really is. And now, as I mentioned earlier, is truly the perfect time for a winning partnership so that you can get the support that you need to overcome the hurdles, the circumstances, the stuff. So before you say goodbye tonight, I want you to pick up that phone and call to say, hey, I want to move forward with one-on-one coaching. One-on-one coaching truly makes the difference. Why? Because one-on-one coaching is specifically customized and focused in on supporting you with closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. So give our team a call for one-on-one coaching, group coaching, again, personal and professional. The winner's circle is a personal and professional growth plan that I'm so excited about. And, of course, we have our masterminds, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. And let's continue the dialogue through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome, and we encourage you to make the connection. If you're not already a part of the group, maybe you have a show, thought, or idea. Maybe you have a question that's burning, and I would love to hear. You've taken the time to share with us today and in that hour of empowerment. What did you take away? What were the benefits that you received? I thank you so much for taking this time out because truly, hashtag I'm for you. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, but not for long because we'll be right back here together on next week. I coach and you win.